Ever confused a dream with life? Or stolen something when you have the cash? Have you ever been blue? Or thought your train moving while sitting still? Maybe I was just crazy. Maybe it was the 60s. Or maybe I was just a girl. Interrupted.
We're in restraints. Let's draw blood for tox.
Hold on here.
Give her 5 milligrams of Valium IV.
You got your angel?
Just for it. What do you
do? Her head so she doesn't ask for it. Aspirin fragments and vodka. Thank you, Doc. Don't tell me what you think. Take it to the lab.
You should check my hand. There's no bones in it.
It's like a wrist banger. Is that why you did this?
And other things. The parents are on me. Sometimes it's hard for me to stay in one place.
Susanna, if you had no bones in your hand, how did you pick up the aspirin?
What is my mother doing?
Could you answer my question, please? How did you pick up the aspirin if you had no bones in your hand?
By then they'd come back.
Oh. I see.
No, you don't.
Well, indulge me then. Explain it to me.
Explain what? Explain to a doctor that the laws of physics can be suspended? That what goes up may not come down? Explain that time can move backwards and forwards and now to then and back again and you can't control it?
Why can't you control it?
What?
Why can't you control time?
Hey, everybody. Look who's here.
Hi.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I want to say hi to her. Sweetie, thanks. Would you hold this for me?
Oh.
I just want to say hi to you.
Santa!
Hi, Barbara Gilchrist. Do you remember me? Bonnie's mom. I'm Bonnie's mom.
Yeah.
Your skin is so beautiful. Now, Bonnie was in your lit class, wasn't she?
Yeah. How is she doing?
She just got accepted to Radcliffe.
Oh, what a conundrum.
I'm a Wellesley girl myself, but I think young women should just make up their own mind, don't you think so?
Susanna? Are you stoned? Do you smoke pot? Take LSD? No drugs. How do you feel right now?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm feeling.
You need a rest.
I'll go home and take a nap.
No, no. You need to go somewhere where you can get a genuine rest. And you're very lucky. The best place in the world for someone like you is less than a half an hour from here.
You don't mean Claymore.
Susanna, 4 days ago, you chased a bottle of aspirin with a bottle of vodka.
I had a headache.
Susanna, your father is a friend of mine. He's a colleague. He asked me to see you, even though I don't do this anymore. You're hurting everyone around you. Now, Claymore is a top-notch place. A lot of people go there. Even writers, like you. Yes, I'd like a cab at 1240 Milford, please.
My mother's here.
It'll be less emotional if we do it this way. Your parents and I have talked about it.
My parents, the department chairman, or your wife.
Susanna.
No.
What did you do? What did you do?
Excuse me?
Well, you look normal.
I'm sad.
Well, everyone's sad.
I see things.
You mean like a tripping?
Kind of.
Well, then they should put John Lennon away, huh?
I'm not John Lennon. Parents.
You have to sign them, Miss Casey. You're over 18. This is your decision.
I didn't try to kill myself.
That's the kind of thing you talk about in therapy, honey. Not here.
Miss Kaysen, you have the distinction of being the only senior at Springbrook not going on to college. May I ask what you plan to do?
I plan to write.
But what do you plan to do?
Look, I'm not going to burn my bra or drop acid or go march on Washington. I don't want to end up like my mother.
Women today have more choices than that.
No, they don't.
And here? You forgot one, dear. Here.
Oh.
Well, speaking for Dr. Witt and myself, welcome to Claymore, Susanna.
This is the woman's ward, also known as South Bell. This is where you'll be staying, and this is where I work. All right, this is the second floor. I need you to stay close to me because it's easy to get lost here. This is our ward. All right, let's start with this room. This is the art room. Polly, what are you doing in here?
I feel very musical today. Can I just for...
Not today, honey. That's Polly. Come on. Margie, Polly was in the art room by herself.
I'm sorry, Val.
All right. Ah, the living room. Everyone hates it. And these are the phones. You need to make a call, pick up the handle, tell the nurse, she'll connect you. This is the nurse's station, which is self-explanatory, and this is the TV room, where everyone hangs out.
I want my fucking clothes!
Then you'll have to eat something, won't you? This is the check-in board.
Lordy,
you check in here if you want to take a walk on the grounds or something.
Oh, Lordy, pick a bell, hey, gotta jump down, spin around, pick a bell, jump down, spin around, pick a bell, hey, jump down, spin
she thinks
around,
that bothers me. Right now, you're an R, which means you're restricted to the ward.
Oh,
I think in about a month, you'll probably move up to 2-1s, which is 2 nurses to every patient.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here that long. I'm just here for a rest.
It's all right. Everybody gets the same tour free of charge. Georgina, this is Susanna, your new roommate.
Oh, great. Hi. Hi.
Susanna, you're very lucky. Georgina's an excellent roommate.
Why, thank you, Valerie.
Valerie.
Susanna, will you excuse me? I have some business I have to attend to. Georgina, will you take Susanna down to the dining room in a half hour?
Sure.
Yes means yes, Georgina.
I know. Groovy box. Oh, yeah, they're French. The French Resistance smoked them, I think. You ever read this?
No. I saw the movie a bunch of times, though.
Oh, well, the movie is actually based on the first book. I read that one, too, but there were no ruby slippers in it originally. They had that.
This one takes place afterwards. Dorothy doesn't really have such a big part in this one.
Fucking hell.
Hey, Dave. Is there anyone in your room yet?
Huh? Hey, girls. Hey, sexy. It's good to be home. Hey, Torch.
Hey, Lisa.
You miss me?
Not much.
Get into her room. Fred, I'll do the strip first.
Where's Georgia girl?
Come on.
Who's that? Where's Jamie?
I can't deal with this.
Just don't give me a hug.
Where's Jamie? No. Where's Jamie?
Where's Jamie? Where's Jamie? Where's Jamie?
Who are you?
Her name is Susanna Lisa. She smokes free cigarettes.
Why is all your shit on her bed? Huh? Huh? Why? Why? Where's Jamie?
You don't have to hide it.
Doing, Lisa? Back off her. Back off. You've been gone for 2 weeks. A lot of shit has gone down. Back off.
How'd she do it? How'd she do it? How did she do it, Valerie?
Fuck off me!
You weak people. You're all weak fucking people. You're victims.
Greta.
You people are fucking sick.
Greta?
What? No, 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 no. Val, please, please.
No! No! No!
Get away!
Please! Please!
Please!
Fuck! We're not!
Get
off! Get off! No! 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 Stop!
We've got to cut those nails again.
God! What the hell was that?
That was Lisa.
And Jamie was your roommate?
Jamie was Lisa's best friend. She was sad last week because Lisa ran away, so she hung herself with a volleyball net.
Matthew?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mercy!
Oh, I made you. You're crying. Susanna Kaysen. Susanna
Kaysen. Ah, I'm Mrs. McQuilly, and these are for you.
Where are they?
They'll help you sleep.
It's 10:30. I'm not going to, Christ's sake.
You can discuss it in the morning, dear, with your doctor. In the meantime, we'll just have to agree to disagree. Take them here. Have some water.
Polly Clark.
Teresa McCallion. Amy Rasso.
Honor Society, and on her way to Sarah Lawrence. Susanna Casey.
What is she doing?
Some kind of a stunt.
Susanna Casey. Susanna Casey.
Wake up, freak.
That she had to give away her puppy because he was giving her a rash. So Polly went and found her father's gas can, and she poured it all over where she was getting the rash. And then she lit a match. What about you? Why are you here? To the Loggia Fantastica. What's that? I'm a pathological liar.
Andrea Jacobs' brother. I was at graduation.
You're pretty when you sleep.
Checks. 7 o'clock.
I mean, everybody thinks about it at some point.
How would you do it?
I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about it.
See, once it's in your head, though, you become this strange new breed. A life form that loves to fantasize about its own demise. Make a stupid remark, kill yourself. You like the movie, you'll live. You miss the train, kill yourself.
Susanna.
What?
Let's not talk about this anymore, okay?
Why?
Because it's stupid. What? What are you doing? What? Because I don't want to kill myself? That's not cool to you?
I want to die. I was just talking.
Look, Susanna, the world is fucked up, okay? All right, it's so fucked up that if some draft zombie pulls my birthday out of a barrel, I'm going to die.
When's your birthday?
December 30th.
I'll pray for you.
Hey, Susanna.
Checks.
You asked for this?
Are you gonna watch?
Afraid so. That's why there's so many fuzzy-legged women around here.
Has anybody ever watched you shave your legs?
I got 2 kids in 1 bathroom. What do you think?
You should lock the door.
September 14th.
Bingo.
December 30th.
Oh my God.
Bingo.
That guy I know is just drafted.
What's his name?
Toby.
Finger. He's dead now.
Finger.
Get out, Lisa!
I'm not in your room, Daisy. I'm right fucking here. I'm just gonna offer some of my nail polish.
Get out!
You looking better, Lisa?
Oh, thanks, Margie. How's the engagement going?
Well, you know.
No, I don't. I've been away.
Joe wants me to before the wedding.
Fuck his brains out. Use a rubber.
Gosh, I don't know.
Yeah. Can I bum one?
Go ahead.
Mm.
So, have you had your first Melvin yet?
Who's that?
Bald guy with a little pecker and a fat wife. You therapist, Sleepy. Unless they're giving you shocks. Or God forbid letting you out. Then you get to see the great, wonderful Dr. Dyke.
She means Dr. Wick. Well, I've been in his office, but I haven't met him yet.
He's a she. Dr. Wick's a girl.
That's right, MG. Wick's a chick.
It's a chick.
Lisa! That's the nickname. Hey, Lil. When the fuck is my checkup?
Now. It's now, Lisa. Since you'd be in your room.
Can't let you sit too long without popping the hood, huh?
Susanna, you have Melvin in half an hour. I'll take you there. I'm sorry.
Why are you using the past tense?
What do you mean?
Well, he was only drafted today, so chances are he's not dead yet. He probably has several months before he even reports.
He was just a nice guy, and that's all, and it made me feel bad.
And you've been feeling bad in general, right? You've been feeling depressed.
I haven't exactly been a ball of joy, Melvin.
I understand you tried to kill yourself last week. Anything you want to tell me about that?
I had a headache.
So I assume you took the recommended aspirin dosage for a headache.
I didn't try to kill myself.
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to make the shit stop.
The time jumps, the depression, the headaches, the thing with your hand.
All of the above.
I see.
I'm puzzled as to why it is I have to be in a mental institution.
You put yourself here.
My parents put me here.
No, they didn't.
Everyone here is fucking crazy.
You want to go home?
Same problem.
Barbara, I'm home. Angie, look at me. Play with me. Don't be sad. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Lisa. Yeah. Thank you.
Susanna?
Oh, what are these?
Collies. It's just a laxative.
Oh, I don't even.
I'm going to have a problem.
I don't have a problem. No.
Macy. Thank you.
So I'm not. I'm not going to have a problem. No problem.
Susanna, phone call booth 1.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
Susanna?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey, your father's on too.
Please, Fred. I don't understand how Lisa and her sociopath gets married.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm fine, Dad.
You know, sweetheart, I'm talking to you.
That's what Dr. Cornish
for. Valerie, please. If you can't give me any Eclect, can I please have some Colate, please?
No. More laxatives.
What? I can get her some prune juice.
Prune juice.
writer.
This is outrageous.
Oh, and then she was wondering when you made any new friends, and I said, no, Mom, this isn't Camp Winnetka.
Daisy?
Fuck off!
I have something you want.
Come in.
All packed up.
I'm leaving in a month. My dad got me an apartment.
Really? Where? What kind of thing?
Near the airport. One bedroom, two baths, Eden chicken. He fixed it up real nice for me.
You mean Eden kitchen?
That's what I said, asshole.
So what do you have that I want? Put it on the bed and get out.
Put yours on the bed.
Oh,
Jesus, get out! Get out! Days. Don't take advantage just because she's new. Pony up some Valerie.
Get the fuck out of her! I'm calling Valerie! Valerie!
Yeah, why don't you call Valerie? Let's call Valerie and ask her for some colas, just like Susie Q's got in her fucking hand. Why does it stink in here?
I don't take Valium.
I know, Daisy, that's the point. You don't take them. They give them to you and you don't take them. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna eat that?
Or check.
Hey, you've got visitors, Daisy.
I want some fucking colace.
Talk to Melvin tomorrow. You know what I think? I think you want to poop with Daisy. I think it's been days.
It's okay. I don't care.
I do care. So, Daddy buys you a private, no one gets in, huh? You never leave, except when Valerie makes you go to the cafeteria where, you never eat. You're a laxative junkie, so I always thought you were like Janet, but then here you are with this fucking chicken. So, what's with that, huh?
My dad owns a deli, asshole, with a rotisserie. I like my dad's chicken, and when I eat something else, I puke. But why do you eat it here? Why don't you like to go to the cafeteria? Which do you like better? Taking a dump alone or with Valerie watching?
Alone.
Everyone likes to be alone when it comes out. I like to be alone when it goes in. To me, the cafeteria is like being with 20 girls all at once taking a dump.
That is fucked up, Daisy. Come on.
All right, assholes. Fine. Here.
No, Lisa, don't. No, please. Dear fucking meal. I guess that's how Daddy knows she's eating, huh?
Can I get 5? Valerie makes me throw them away.
Scribble. Written anything about me yet?
Don't do that.
Okay.
Lisa? Is Daisy really getting out?
Yeah. She coughed up a big one.
But how could... I mean, she's insane.
Yeah, well, that's what therapy's all about. And that's why fucking Freud's picture's on every shrink's wall. You create a fucking industry. You lie down, you confess your secrets, and you're saved. Ka-ching! Well, the more you confess, the more they think about setting you free.
But what if you don't have a secret?
In your life, you're like me.
I was changing her diaper, and I turned to get the powder, and while my back was turned, she rolled off the bed. She rolled off the bed and broke her leg. And the doctor put her in a body cast, but he also strapped her down.
Annette, this has nothing to
do... You never tell me this. Carl had been planning this trip to Santa Monica. He had a commitment at Rand. So we took her with us on the back seat, strapped to this Ford, 4,000 miles.
If you like, Mrs. Kaysen, we can discuss this further on the way out, but...
Just how long is my daughter going to be here?
With all due respect, Mr. Kaysen, psychiatry and economics are different. The length of Susanna's stay isn't fixed. It depends on her response to treatment.
For what? Depression? Look, it's almost Christmas. What are we supposed to say to the people back home who care about her?
You see, Melvin, what's going on here is my parents are having a little holiday cocktail Christmas party crisis.
Susanna!
What?
So what is this borderline business you mentioned on the phone?
Oh, look, I don't think that's useful to Susanna. I mean, not...
What borderline business?
You see, the mind...
Borderline what?
Is the...
Borderline between what and what? Melvin!
It's a condition, Susanna. And it's called borderline personality disorder.
Oh, God.
It's not uncommon, especially among young women.
What causes it?
We're really not sure.
Is it genetic?
Oh, Christ.
It is 5 times more common among those with a borderline parent.
I can't do this. I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Razors pain you, rivers are damn. Acid stained you, drugs cause cramp, guns aren't lawful, nooses give. Gas smells awful, you might as well live. And... Hey, asshole, fatso.
Hey, Susanna.
Hey, John. Call me a cab.
Okay, you're a cab.
Lisa said you got into Daisy's room. And it was full of chicken.
Susanna, you have a phone call.
Hello?
So what's your diet nonsense?
Who is this?
What do you say to Mom and Pop?
I have a borderline personality.
Oh, well, that's nothing. What else?
Oh, he didn't want to say. He thought it would affect my recovery.
All right, listen, tongue your meds tonight. After 1 o'clock checks, Gret always goes out for a smoke. Check the mirrors, and if they're clear, you go down to Hector's closet. It's near the art room, and it will be open.
Thank you.
We're under administration, so no good here.
Good thing this place works on a sliding scale. You get to mingle with the lock-picking trash. No. I've only done this once in my life.
Come on! We came all the way here! Come on!
I built this place and put the tunnels in so the wounds didn't have to go anywhere in the cold. I missed that in the brochure.
What the fuck are you doing?
Gina Tuscan. Susanna Pearson. Polly Clark.
Cynthia Crowley. Congratulations.
Thank you. Janet Weber. Lisa
Let me see yours.
Lisa Rowe. Highs and lows increasingly severe.
Controlling relationships with patients. No appreciable response to meds.
No remission observed. That was before you ran away.
We are very rare, and we are mostly men.
Lisa thinks she's hot shit because she's a sociopath.
I'm a sociopath. No, you're a dyke.
Borderline personality disorder. An instability of self-image, relationships, and mood. Uncertainty about goals, impulsive activities that are self-damaging, such as casual sex.
I like that.
Social contrariness and a generally pessimistic attitude are often observed.
Oh, that's me. That's everybody.
I mean, what kind of sex isn't casual? They mean promiscuous. I'm not promiscuous. I'm not.
Jesus. Look at Janet.
No. It's all right. Okay.
You know, taking us for ice creams in a blizzard makes you wonder who the real whack jobs are.
You know, I think it's kind of nice. I mean, I think it's nice to do something nice on Daisy's last day.
I'm gonna have peppermint stick.
Yeah, me too. Can I just have peppermint stick?
Sure.
No, It's just called a peppermint.
Peppermint dick! Peppermint clit!
Okay. We're just gonna have four cones.
Four cones.
Susanna, do you want anything?
I'm fine.
Lisa?
Ronnie.
Yes?
Got any hot fudge?
Yes.
Yeah? Can I have a vanilla sundae with hot fudge? And sprinkles. Rainbow, not chocolate.
Okay.
And whipped cream. Cherries. And
nuts?
Let's have a seat, ladies.
Melvin, thought that I should live in a halfway house. But my father knew that I deserved my own apartment. So he got me the prettiest apartment. It has an Eden chicken and all this beautiful Whistler furniture and which is fantastic. Wicker butterflies and my very favorite part is that, like, in the phone booth, there's a sign right outside that says, if you lived here, you'd be home now.
Hello, Susanna. Do you remember me? You must remember me.
Yes. Mrs. Gilchrist, hi.
Susanna, you okay?
I'm fine. Hey, Bonnie.
Hi.
How's Radcliffe?
Wellesley.
I'm enjoying it.
Strong in art. Going to the Sorbonne this summer.
That's great. Wow.
You know, I know all about you, and I hope they put you away forever. Is this the professor's wife?
What professor?
Oh, so you told everybody.
Lady, back off.
Was I talking
Mother,
to you?
We have to go.
No, you were spitting on me, so mellow fucking out.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Look, she gave your husband a rim job. Big fucking deal. I'm sure he was begging for it, and I heard it was like a pencil anyway.
How dare you!
Hey, some advice, okay? Just don't point your fucking finger at crazy people!
Let go of me!
Mother, get that out of my face, asshole!
Let go! Did you enjoy the fresh air, Lisa?
Yeah, I did, Val. Thanks.
Good, because it's the last time you leave in the ward.
Is that a dare or a double dare?
Okay, raise your arms.
Very good. We're going to be trees. Feel the strength in your arms as the branches. And reach those branches up to the sky. Come on, Susanna, reach. Very good. Oh, Lisa, get on. All right. Reach your arms, girls. Reach. Really lift. Feel the stretch through the hip. Very good. Let your arms be the branches. Feel the strength of those branches. Reach. Reach all the way up into the sky. Very good. Let the wind blow the leaves and let your fingers be the leaves. Good, MG. Very good. Feel the wind. Good. Good, Lisa. Very good. Just lift up. Lift up. Very good, girl. Now, feel your feet. Feel your feet be rooted. Go down into a plie. Very good. Good, girl. Polly, very good. Okay, now stretch it. The wind's blowing really hard this way, this way. It's blowing you over.
That is not fair.
That is not fair! That is not fair! 74 is the perfect weight!
Good luck, crazy bitch.
Now, what kind of tree can you be, Janet, down there on the floor?
I'm a fucking shrub, all right.
Loneliness. Smile all the time. Shine your teeth till meaningless. And sharpen them with lies. Whatever's going down.
I cannot fight back.
You can still come to your dreams. We follow you around. We'll tell you back one minute. You laugh at every joke.
Ship out next week. Yeah.
I remember it very well. Yeah. Lady,
check. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We have 10 minutes till they come back.
Hey, Torch. What you doing?
Nothing.
Well, why don't you go to your room and do nothing?
How's Joe?
He's fine, yeah. Lisa, I have to do my checks.
Yeah, and what? Taking 5 minutes from me would be a dereliction of duty, huh? What if I had a
a punctured artery, what would you do? You just keep going about your rounds, ignore my wounds?
Lisa, stop it.
Stop what? You fucking peek. Look at this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's enough.
Take one fucking step and I'll jam this in my aorta. Go ahead. Go ahead. Stop it.
Lisa, your aorta is in your chest.
Good to know.
I'll make a note of that. Good. Susanna, you have grounds privileges. Why don't you take a walk? Go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, I should get out of here.
Just keep walking, my wheels are
right. Wait, what are we doing?
We're going to Canada. Susanna, you're not crazy. Okay, you don't need to be here.
I tried to kill myself, Toby.
Wait, you took some aspirin.
I took a bottle of aspirin.
And that buys you a year in this place? Susanna, that's bullshit, okay? They're breaking you. Now, come on, all right? Everything's changing, man. What the fuck do they know about being normal?
I have friends in here.
Who?
Them?
Those girls. Susanna, they're eating grapes off of the wallpaper. Okay, they're insane.
They are. I am.
No. No, maybe it's in the cold.
No.
Look, my dad gave me $5,000. Okay? We can go up there. We can build a cabin in the woods. Susanna, look, I know that this sounds crazy. I love you. So come with me, okay? Come with me. You want to leave, don't you? I mean...
Yes. I don't want to leave. But not with you.
To draw your pictures and stuff. So.
John?
Yeah.
Why do you like me?
I just like you. I wish you were getting better, though. I'd take you out to go see a movie or something.
The sketches and plans you will see today will show clearly the enormous size and scope of our project. And the important thing is that Disney World is located just a few miles from the crossing point of Interstate 4 and Northern Terminal Parkway.
What happened to Polly?
What needs to happen? No one's ever going to kiss for a minute.
They're building a new Disneyland in Florida. If I could have any job in the world, I'd be a professional Cinderella. It could be Snow White.
And Polly could be Minnie Mouse. And then everyone would hug her and kiss her and love her, and no one would know what's inside that big giant head, you know?
Give me your keys.
Let's just play something. Talking did shit, we'd be out of here by now.
Come on.
I'm writing you up. I am sick of this bullshit.
Is she here?
You can go in now. What did she do?
They drug Nurse McWillie.
Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, I guess.
Sit down. You look tired.
Polly freaked out last night, and we stayed up singing to her, Lisa and I.
Have you become friends with Lisa?
Why? Is that bad?
Does it feel bad?
No.
Before you came here, did you have many girlfriends?
Not really.
Would you say that before you came here, your friends consisted mainly of boys, of men?
Does it say in there that I'm promiscuous?
Why do you choose that word?
How many guys would I have to sleep with to be considered promiscuous? Textbook promiscuous.
What do you think?
10, 8, 5. And how many girls would a guy my age have to sleep with to be considered promiscuous? 10, 20, 109.
Oh, someone who's compulsively promiscuous might engage in a sex act with a guest in their room and then engage in another sex act during the same day with an orderly.
Am I in trouble for kissing an orderly or giving my boyfriend a blowjob?
Melvin says you have some very interesting theories about your illness. You believe there is a mystical undertow in life, quicksands of shadows.
Yeah, and another one of my theories is that you people don't know what you're doing.
Still, you acknowledge there is a problem coping with this quicksand.
You know, I have a problem coping with this hospital. I want to leave.
I can't do that.
I signed myself in. I should be able to sign myself out.
You signed yourself into our care. We decide when you leave. You're not ready for it, Susanna. Your progress has plateaued. Does that disappoint you?
I'm ambivalent. In fact, that's my new favorite word.
Do you know what that means, ambivalence?
I don't care.
If it's your favorite word, I would have thought you would.
It means I don't care. That's what it means.
On the contrary, Susanna, ambivalence suggests strong feelings. In opposition, the prefix, as in ambidextrous, means both. The rest of it, in Latin, means vigor. The word suggests that you are torn between two opposing courses of action.
Will I stay or will I go?
Am I sane or am I crazy?
Those aren't courses of action.
They can be, dear. For some.
Well, then, it's the wrong word.
No. I think it's perfect. Quis hic locus quae regio? Quae mundis plaga? What world is this? What kingdom? What shores of what worlds? It's a very big question you're faced with, Susanna. The choice of your life. How much will you indulge in your flaws? What are your flaws? Are they flaws? If you embrace them, will you commit yourself to hospital for life? Big questions, big decisions. Not surprising you profess carelessness about them.
Is that it?
For now.
This way, Susanna. John was moved to the men's ward. And Lisa never came back from Dr. Wick's office.
seen you alive. You're
rich, but I was just... Daisy sent us a postcard all about her new apartment. She got a pussycat.
Where's Lisa?
You know where she is. They just put her in another ward.
One small cog in this...
I think you need to get up.
I'm just going to rest for a while. Just a little while.
Sorry, too cold.
What the fuck are you doing? Get me the fuck out of this tub!
Get yourself out.
Where's Lisa? Where the fuck is Lisa?
What's the matter? Can't hack it without her?
You banish her for speaking to Polly. We were trying to help her. We were trying to help her. This place is a fucking fascist torture chamber.
No. See, I worked in state hospitals. This place is a 5-star hotel.
Oh, Lord, it's been a time. Oh, Lord.
You know, I can take a lot of crazy shit from a lot of crazy people. But you are not crazy.
And what's wrong with me? Huh? What the fuck is going on inside my head? Tell me, Dr. Val, what's your diagnosis?
You are a lazy, self-indulgent little girl who is driving herself crazy.
That's your own medical opinion, huh? That's what you've learned in your advanced studies at night school for Negro welfare mothers. I mean, Melvin doesn't have a clue. Wick is a psycho, and you pretend you're a doctor. You sign the charts and you dole out meds.
But you ain't no doctor, Miss Valerie. You ain't nothing but a black nursemaid.
And you're just throwing it away.
Give Daisy Randone assistance installing a telephone at 23 Vicker Street. I thought we were going to Florida. We are. We just need a place to cross so we get plane tickets. Come on.
Take a load off, man. Take a load.
Yes, I do, baby.
No, you don't. I'm a crazy girl.
You're crazy, so we can't have one night of bliss?
I am a crazy girl, seriously.
You been in a hospital?
Yes.
Do you see purple people? My friend, he saw purple people. He saw the state came and took him away. He didn't like that. Some time went by and he told him he didn't see purple people no more.
He got better.
No. He still sees them.
Come on, we gotta quit.
Estimate Stabler! He took our fucking wallet!
Identify yourself.
It's Susanna. It's Susanna.
Daisy? You got Valium?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, cool hat.
Hey, Daisy.
Peace, man, peace.
Come on, I'm sorry for being a bitch. I was a drag.
That's for you.
That's Ruby. My dad bought her for me. This is a Castor convertible.
Ooh.
Hold that. Yeah.
Where's the bathroom?
Right there.
You don't have a tub?
No, I don't.
What about upstairs?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what did you two escape, or what?
Actually, we're going to Florida. Well, all you have is mustard and your chickens.
So, what are you girls going to do in Florida?
I'm going to be the new Cinderella at Walt Disney's new theme park. Oh. Susanna's going to be Snow White. You can come if you want. You can be the Cocker Spaniel that eats spaghetti. I want to make pancakes.
I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
In the morning. I want to make pancakes in the morning.
There's a market on the corner. Pans are under the sink. Silver's in that drawer. Do you have any money? Do you have some sort of a safety net down there? People you know down there in Florida? Relatives? Friends? Anything?
Yeah.
For your pancakes. Don't make a lot of noise in the morning. I like to sleep late. I'll come down when I'm ready.
Silver. Less appealing for daddy, huh?
Lisa!
Look at your own arm, asshole. I'm sick, Daisy. We know that. But here you are in so-called recovery playing Betty Crocker cut up like a goddamn Virginia ham.
Just stop it, okay?
Help me understand, Daisy, because I thought you didn't do Valium. Tell me how the safety net is working for you.
Tell me that you don't. Take that blade and drag it across your skin and pray for the courage to press down. Tell me how your daddy helps you cope with that. Illuminate me.
My father loves me.
I bet. With every inch of his manhood.
Oh, God. I'm going to sleep now. Oh. Please be gone in the morning. You're just jealous, Lisa. Because I got better. Because I was released. Because I have a chance. And a life.
They didn't release you because you're better, Daisy. They just gave up. You call this a life, huh?
Taking Daddy's money, buying your dollies and your knickknacks, and eating his fucking chicken, fattening up like a prize fucking heifer. You change the scenery, but not the fucking situation, and the warden makes house calls. And everybody knows, that he fucks you. What they don't know is that you like it. You like it.
Shut the fuck up!
But hey, man, it's cool, it's okay. It's fine, it's fucking fine. A man is a dick. Is a man is a dick? Is a chicken? Is a dad? Valium, speculum, whatever. Whatever. You like being Mrs. Randone. Probably all you've ever known, huh?
Have fun in Florida.
Down yet?
No. But she's been playing that shit all morning!
Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? Goodbye.
Oh, what an idiot. Make it a hearse.
Daisy Rendon. She killed herself. 23 Vickers Street. Yes, we need to hurry. Mr. Buttons, now you're taking her money.
Please, I didn't press shit. She was waiting for an excuse.
Come on, pack up. We have to go.
All right? We have to go. We have money. Sit down and don't be stupid. All right, fine. Be stupid.
Where's Georgina?
She's staying with Polly tonight. They're playing with your cat.
Did they find Lisa?
No.
I couldn't stand up to her.
Why?
decent person would have done something. Shut her up. Gone upstairs. Talked to Daisy.
Melvin said you went upstairs.
Too late.
What would you have said to her?
I don't know. That I was sorry. That I'll never know what it was like to be her. But I know what it's like to want to die. How it hurts to smile. How you try to fit in, but you can't. You hurt yourself on the outside to try to kill the thing on the inside.
Susanna, it's all well and good to tell me all this, but you gotta tell some of this to your doctors.
How the hell am I supposed to recover when I don't even understand my disease?
But you do understand it. You spoke very clearly about it a second ago. But I think what you gotta do is put it down, put it away, put it in your notebook. But get it out of yourself. Away so you can't curl up with it anymore.
Lisa thinks it's a gift. That it lets you see the truth.
Lisa's been here for 8 years.
I'm so sorry. I'm a pig.
Do not drop anchor here. Understand?
When you don't want to feel, death can seem like a dream. But seeing death, really seeing it, makes dreaming about it fucking ridiculous. Maybe there's a moment growing up when something peels back. Maybe
we look for secrets because we can't believe our mom.
And though I missed Lisa, life was easier without her.
Thought.
It was a hard thing to control.
Out of the real world.
Many things.
Imagine them.
All I know is that I began to feel things again.
Crazy, sane,
whatever I was, I knew there was only one way back to the world, and that was to use the place,
and
to talk.
Tongue,
so I saw the great and wonderful Dr. Wick 3 times a week, and I let her hear every thought in my head.
You think maybe I have ESP or something that I'm gifted?
Perhaps.
Think you can be home by Thanksgiving? Nothing's happened in weeks, you know.
The point is control.
Yeah, and here I am. In control, off meds, no headaches, sleeping sound.
Oh, will you help me? Can you help me?
You don't need to be helped any longer. You've always had the power to go back to cancer.
I have.
Then why didn't you tell her before?
Because she wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself.
What have you learned, Dorothy?
I think that it wasn't enough just to want to see Uncle Henry and Auntie Em.
Valerie.
And it's that if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Because if it isn't there, I never really lost it to begin with. Is that right?
That's all it is.
But that's so easy. I should have thought of it before. I should have held it in my heart.
No, if she had to find it out, so
thanks, Joe.
It's me.
Greta's waiting for you.
Okay. I gotta go. Derwick.
They still fucking with you.
Actually, they're letting me out.
Oh, that's great.
My dad got me a job, a part-time job, at a bookstore in Harvard Square.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an apartment with a phone so I can
stay in touch, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'll be seeing Sonia twice a week.
Is that your long-term plan, to work in retail?
My plan, no.
Then what do you plan to do?
I plan to write.
Huh.
Polly Clark. Cynthia Crawley. Susanna Chasen.
You know what? I don't think I need anything.
Jason Pillsterdam.
You want to be arrested for tomorrow, don't you?
Last night's a long one.
Good girl.
Katie Cooper. Rosemary Jones. Teresa McCallion.
Garbage. Garbage. Get the bottle. Get the bottle.
Ruby? Ruby?
Boss? Marshall around?
Ruby.
He's in the office.
Would you tell him that the coach from contention was held up? No, it's faster on the way in. They don't have any horses.
If I spread my fingers out, my hand looked more human. So I did that. But it wasn't tiring holding my fingers apart, so I let them relax, and then I turned my hand over. And the back of it wasn't much better. My veins bulged. Shut up, I'm reading. Shut up!
Lisa!
I can honestly say that my mercury has been transformed. And by George's definition, I have achieved mental health. And my discharge needs reads. Recover.
Recover.
Don't do that! Whatever it was,
I'm still
in my confined prison. Had my person.
Lisa!
Had I stopped?
Lisa!
Recover.
Hey, Susanna.
We were just reading your book. We figured since it's your last night, we'd have a little salon, a little read aloud, celebrate all the wisdom you're carrying into the world. Well, try to learn something, grow as people. We read how when you were a baby, they strapped you to a board. And how you think Georgina doesn't really want to leave and Polly never will and that I'm criminally insane.
What are you guys doing here?
Lisa's eyes, once so magnetic, now just look empty.
Lisa, that is mine. That is mine.
Georgina.
Oh, God.
Georgina lies only to people who keep her here.
Sometimes I think she wants to live in Oz forever. How perceptive.
You better erase it.
You better erase it! Because my father is the head of the CIA, and he could have you dead in minutes!
In this world, looks are everything.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I think Polly's sweetness and purity aren't genuine at all, but a desperate attempt to make it easier for us to look at her. So nice of you to pass judgment on us now that you're cured.
Hmm? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm playing the villain, baby. Just like you want. Try to give you everything you want.
No, you don't.
You wanted your file? I found you your file. You wanted out? I got you out. You needed money? I found you some. I'm fucking consistent. I told you the truth. I didn't write it down in a fucking book. I told you to your face. And I told Daisy to her face what everybody knew and wouldn't say, and she killed herself. And I played the fucking villain. Just like you wanted.
Why would I want that?
Because it makes you a good guy, sweetie. Makes you a good guy, and you come back here, all sweetness and light, and sad and contrite, and everybody sits wringing their hands, congratulating you and all your bravery. And meanwhile, I'm blowing through guys at the bus station for the money that was in her fucking robe!
Stop it, Lisa! She's too
shut up, Polly! You don't like me anymore?
No, I don't!
Is you free?
No!
You think you're free?
I'm free! You don't know what freedom is! I'm free! I've been free! And you, you're gonna go choke on your average fucking mediocre life!
You know, there are too many buttons in the world. There's too many buttons. Just...
No.
There's way too many just begging to be pressed. And just
begging to be pressed. You know, they're just begging to be pressed.
No.
It makes me wonder. No, it really makes me fucking wonder. Why doesn't anybody ever press mine?
Why am I so neglected? Why doesn't anybody reach in and rip out the truth and tell me that I'm a fucking whore and that my parents wish I were dead? Because you're dead already, Lisa!
No one cares if you die, Lisa. Because you're dead already. Your heart is cold. That's why you keep coming back here. You're not free. You need this place. You need it to feel alive. It's pathetic.
Did you get it? Had to trade with a transvestite in Men's Ward. Thanks.
Here, and you're gonna come and see me.
okay. Georgina, you know all that stuff that I write in my journal. I don't know what I'm saying. They're just thoughts. Maybe I'm the liar.
Maybe not.
Be here, you take care of her for me. Let me play with her when I come for my therapy. Yeah, okay.
Remember me when you shave your legs.
Into the world. My final diagnosis, a recovered borderline. What that means, I still don't know. Was I ever crazy? Maybe. Or maybe life is.
Hey, I remember you.
Hey.
Where are you going?
17 Burlingame.
Hi.
Crazy isn't being broken or swallowing a dark secret. It's you or me, amplified. If you ever told a lie and enjoyed it. If you ever wished you could be a child forever. They were not perfect. But they were my friends. And by the 70s, most of them were out, living lives. Some I've seen, some never again. But there isn't a day my heart doesn't find them.
You're alone and life is making you lonely. You can't always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. You'll find a place for sure downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows. Downtown, maybe you know.
know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the river.